Good morning, everybody. You are at a talk called 1 Million Tales of Adventure for Boys and Girls, and Tips for Making History Interesting. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So if this is the talk you want to be in, that's great. I'm glad you're here. If it's not, you probably ought to get up and head somewhere else. So today we're going to talk here about making history interesting and ways in our homeschool that we can try to make teaching history exciting to our kids. I am not a professional historian. I'm actually a veterinarian, is how I make my living, but I love to read history, and I also love teaching history to my 6 kids at home. So I'm hoping in this talk to be able to give you guys just some practical advice about how to help history be an exciting subject and kind of pass on some of the things I found that worked and didn't work for my kids. One of the other things I like to do in this talk is try to introduce you to a lot of different books and historical resources you can use to teach your kids. So we'll be passing some things around, trying to just to give you a feel for some of the things that can be useful for teaching kids history. I especially kind of focus on kind of younger elementary age kids in this talk in my mind, because those are the ages of my kids. So just giving you a heads up, that's especially what I'm going to think about when I'm talking about history in my life right now. So why should we teach history, first off? There's a lot of reasons that history is important. Obviously, if you're in this talk, you know it's an important thing to be teaching. But maybe we haven't thought about all the reasons why we should persevere and keep trying to teach it, even if our kids don't like it. Well, I think one important reason, as has been pointed out by many people in history, is that history helps us to learn from the people in the past's mistakes and learn to be better. I think it's also an important way that we protect our kids from the expedient revisionism of scoundrels. So if you don't teach your kids history in your homeschool, they are sure to learn their history elsewhere, from TV, from Hollywood, from random friends, from books that are inaccurate, from Wikipedia. So if you want your kids to learn right history, we're going to have to teach it at home and do a good job at that. Another important reason to teach history is because you have to. Certainly one of those core type subjects for a school, and it's one of those. It's certainly an important thing for our kids to learn. Also, really the most important reason is just because God tells us to learn history. History is His story of His works through people in all the eras, and it's something He commands us to teach our children in verses like Psalm 78:4 here, for example. History is a way that connects kids to the past, and it's just super exciting and fun to teach as well. So I think a important thing to emphasize, probably more than anything, as you try to think of history as an exciting subject and make history an exciting subject for your kids, is to emphasize that history is not just a bunch of dates, it's a bunch of stories. Now, history is the story of people's lives, and it's full of exciting stories, and I think that's an important thing to highlight as we teach our kids. History is full of surprising and forgotten stories, and one way to make it exciting is to try to help it feel like your kids are discovering those stories for the first time. Make them feel like they're detectives or archaeologists learning about people that nobody knows about, because that's one way that makes history really interesting. And a really important thing to do as you teach history is to make those stories seem as real as possible to your students, because they are real. They're stories about real people just like you and just like me. So you want to try to make history relatable to kids, using lots of different phrases like, can you imagine being on a covered wagon, bumping across the desert, and having the sun in your face? Try to make your kids think about being there and put themselves in the shoes of the people that you're reading about. Try to make them feel like they would feel. So how would you feel if you were Teddy Roosevelt running up San Juan Hill? So history can be exciting, especially if we emphasize the real life story aspect of it. There's a couple of just random tips to helping bring history to life. I think it's important that we choose good historical resources, especially thinking about small kids. We want exciting kinds of books with lots of pictures and fun stories, not just dry history books. And also,